Good evening, fellow Wahoos, and welcome all you ACC sports fans out there. Nothing quite like a rainy night and some good old fun sports talk radio. This is Frank Maloney with my Mr. Shoot First co-host, Jim Hobgood.
Shoot first, pass later. That's true. Very true.
And our fearless researcher, Michael Tuskey. Wahoo fans have purchased nearly 14,000 tickets for the 44th Chick-fil-A Bowl. The Wahoo football team is practicing hard in Charlottesville now, and the UVA basketball teams are rolling to some more wins, Hobbo. Tonight we'll review and preview Virginia's bowl game in Atlanta on New Year's Eve. We're certainly glad that you've joined us tonight.
Yeah, it's December the 21st, and we're still talking football. That's a good sign.
Hoorah, Ray.
I know. A little bowl game here, and as Frank said, the basketball team cracked the AP Top 25, so that's certainly progress on the part of Tony Bennett, and they have a game later tonight out on the West Coast. But anyway, this is Hobbo. We have another great show lined up for you tonight. It will be still football orientation tonight. We got Billy McMullen, who I think we'd have to call him a friend of the program now. He's been on several times, including in studio at least twice, if my memory serves me right. So Billy McMullen will join us by phone momentarily. And then in the second half hour, we'll have former Virginia linebacker Charles McDaniel, who was on the team in 1984 that made Virginia's first bowl appearance right there in Atlanta in what was called the Peach Bowl then, and they probably played that in Fulton County Stadium, didn't they?
They did. I was there.
Back in the day, Frank, he'll talk about the contest, his recollection of it, and we'll even ask Charles McDaniel a couple of questions. But anyway, and then Chris Horn, our recruiting guru from the Sabre, is going to join us for a couple of minutes tonight. May have to have him back on again, but maybe he can at least give us the highlights of the football and basketball, particularly, I guess, the football targets that are still out there on the radar. But at any rate, several ways you can follow the show, and Mr. Tuskey is going to tell you that right now.
We encourage call-ins. Just dial 345-0910. Who's Talking is also streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. All of our previous shows are archived on thesaber.com. We encourage you to go onto Facebook, just search for Who's Talking, and become a fan. You can also download the iHeartRadio smartphone application and listen live to Sports Radio 910. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Just call us at 345-0910.
Well, gentlemen, exams are over. As Frank said, football team, I think the paper said they're having two-a-day practices a couple of times this week. So certainly the coaches and the team taking this game, maybe opportunity, depending on what you want to call it, very seriously. And I think did Coach Linden say, they're headed to Atlanta maybe on Friday before the game. I can't remember if they're going Thursday or Friday, but I think they're going to spend a lot of time in Charlottesville making sure they do the preparation there.
No, they'd leave the day after Christmas.
Day after Christmas. Yep. Okay, so they will be down there most of that week.
We have confirmed that. Insofar as practices, I know that there was a scrimmage between the all the red shirts and all the walk-ons and some of the third stringers that apparently was pretty ferocious because players are jockeying for position, really,
right,
for 2012.
Absolutely.
In addition, I know these practices right now are all devoted on how to beat Auburn. So right now, these are the most important practices leading up to the trip to Atlanta. But anyhow, without further ado, we want to get our good friend Billy McMullen on the air with us. Billy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you guys doing tonight?
Wonderful, wonderful. Merry Christmas to you, Billy.
Thank you, guys. Hope you got some hoop presents from your kids, man.
All right, so we got a few questions, and we're gonna pretty much devote our emphasis with you to the offensive side of the ball, since that is your expertise. Talk about Virginia's offense and what they're going to try to do going up against Auburn down there in Atlanta on New Year's Eve.
You know, I think the offense itself is going to try to maintain its personality, and I think that's more of the running game and letting Rocco manage the clock and manage the overall game plan. I don't think Coach London's going to put too many wrinkles in the game plan. He might throw some trick plays in here and there just because of the long time off. You got to keep the practices fresh and keep the guys engaged. But for the most part, I don't think it's going to be anything different than what we saw the entire year, run to set up the pass.
So, I tend to agree with that line of thinking. Mike Rocco had an excellent season this year at quarterback, particularly once Coach London and Bill Lazor, you know, really put him in there as the starter and left him in the game.
Right.
Going into his first bowl game and a very important bowl game against a SEC defense, what might they do to get the playmakers more involved, to take some pressure off Rocco maybe? Because I think they struggled in that last home game, and we're not going to talk about the evil empire down in Southwest Virginia. But
right.
In the other games, sort of as the season wrapped up, those last four or five games prior, you know, Rocco did an excellent job with play action and so forth. What do you think he might do? What will Lazor, what type of game might he call to give him some chances?
I think, like I alluded to earlier, maintaining the core of the game plan, but also throwing in some reverse passes, some trickery to get the defense on their heels a little bit. You throw in a guy, a couple end of the rounds with some of the speeder guys, the faster guys. It takes a little pressure off Rocco and takes a little pressure off the running game also. You just got to understand the defense has to prepare for all that, which most defensive coordinators do during bowl season. They prepare for any type of tricks that may come their way.
Billy, let me ask you a question. You know, I think a lot of this bowl game may be attitude. It's funny, you know, Auburn last year at this time, they were getting ready to play for the national title.
Right.
Now they're playing in the Chick-fil-A Bowl, which for Virginia is a big deal. For Auburn, it may not be. What do you expect the attitude of both teams to be going down there?
As far as Auburn, it's hard to tell, but that's a great point. They're coming from the pinnacle of college football to maybe a lesser bowl. But the team itself, I checked out their schedule. They really didn't beat anybody too tough this year. So I guess I'd be the negative Nancy. That 25 ranking they own right now, I don't think they deserve it, first and foremost. But the team itself might have a chip on its shoulder, but that's the type of team that's used to playing in a bigger type bowl. They might come off put it like this. It can go either direction. It can go – they come off and say Virginia is going to be easy win and we don't really have to play that hard, or they come out and try to prove why they were the team that to beat last year. And Virginia, on the other hand, they have a lot to prove. Young team, finished better than what people expected them to finish this year, so they have a lot to prove.
Take us back. I mean, there's a long time to prepare for a game like this. How does that affect the team, you know, where you have several weeks to get ready?
Really, it comes down to the leadership. You know, since I've been on the show, I always preached leadership. The leaders have to keep the younger guys and some of the older guys in check and let them know it's not party time, it's not time to loosen up. Of course, you had that time right after the last game of the season, but when it gets closer to the weeks, to the game, you have to focus in again. And it's sometimes pretty tough to do because you have so much going on. You have exams, you have different type of parties, different type of events. So the leaders have to step up and say, hey, guys, we can indulge in some of these things, but let's not forget the goal at hand.
Billy, really have enjoyed watching Chris Byrd playing wide receiver over the last few years, particularly this year, where I think his leadership was just incredible. He and Chase Minifield really set the tone for the team. I think of all the players in recent years, I think Chris Byrd – it very much reminds me a little bit of the way you played receiver, very, very strong receiver on third down conversion plays and red zone plays and so forth. What are your thoughts on Chris Byrd?
I called one of my buddies, man, when I was watching the Virginia Tech game. I hate to say that name right now, but I called him and said, you know what, Chris Byrd is a very constant, consistent player, and he looked very strong, you know, after the ball's in his hand. I think he, in my personal opinion, I think he's an NFLer. And I think he has about, truthfully speaking, about 7 to 10 years ahead of him in the NFL, the way he plays. He's the main thing, you know, you do when you play in the NFL is it's all about consistency. And he's shown that a lot. So if he gets a chance to play on the next level, I think he'll make good on it.
Does Auburn do anything defensively that would be out of the ordinary?
Like I said, I think so. You always want to keep the other team on their heels, especially in the bowl games. I think they'll throw some different type of looks than what Rocco's used to. They'll go back to some of the tape in the previous games that gave Rocco some troubles, and they'll try to capitalize on that. And if he can't or we can't find the answer to it. You know, we can see that happening all night long. But, yeah, you always want to throw wrinkles on, keep a young quarterback on his toes, because if you can throw him off his game, the entire offense is going to be off their game.
I know that John Copper and Merrill Robertson are good friends of yours. Who are some of the other players from your days and recent years that you stay in touch with? And any of these guys going down to Atlanta?
A couple guys I keep in contact with. A few of them are going to make their way down, but a lot of guys are going to stay in town for the holidays with their family. We all going to be texting and Facebooking, you know, as the game go along to either critique or celebrate whatever moment of the game is going on. A lot of us are excited because we were very, very happy that the team finished the way they did.
One more question. This year, Virginia did not take advantage of the tight ends very often.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this might be a game in which Virginia has the tight end blocking down for a count and then releasing and then trying to nibble away with 5 and 6 yard plays to sort of distract Auburn's linebackers and then maybe nibble down the field later with some of the wide receivers?
I really believe so. I think you hit a key point there. When you're going into a bigger game, especially for a younger quarterback, and like I said, I'm a big fan of Rocco's, but just to get his poise and his confidence, you sometimes want to do a little dip and dunk. You know, throw it here to the running backs, 5 yards there to your tight ends, 10 yards there, just to get his confidence rolling. Settle that offensive line down, settle him down, and really get into that that game plan that's I'm pretty sure is going to be excellent. But you definitely want to utilize the tight ends. Virginia is known for utilizing tight ends, and I think this game is really going to showcase it.
Billy, do you have any memories from bowl games during your career that stick out in your mind?
It's funny, I do, man. My last bowl game, it's not the best memory, but it's an excellent memory. We were playing West Virginia down at the Tire Bowl, and I think the six-player game, I dislocated my elbow, and it was pretty tough.
How?
It was pretty tough. How did I dislocate it?
Yeah.
I caught a hitch route, and a couple guys jumped on my back, and then I should have went down right there, but I was fighting for the extra yardage. And I think about another 9 guys jumped on my back, and I planted my hands to the ground, and, you know, all hell broke loose after that. It just popped right on out.
But they say that's one of the most painful injuries in sports.
Oh, man, it was real tough, but glory be to God, I didn't tear any skin out or anything like that. And it was a quick healing process. But, it was pretty tough to watch my team in my last game there to go out and win what I really couldn't be a part of it. But I cheered the guys on from the sideline. We had an excellent victory that day.
Wasn't that the I believe in that game, didn't Wally Lundy throw a pass back across the field to Biscuit?
I think so. I really think so. You know what? That game was such a blur. I had
right.
so many mixed emotions that game.
Right.
My last game of my career, man, I was, you know, excited and sad at the same time that I couldn't get out there with my buddies that we trucked through the whole season. And matter of fact, we exceeded a lot of people's expectations that year, too. But it was pretty emotional, but I do remember that play. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. That's one you're not going to forget. But at any rate, Billy, as always, we thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us tonight. And as Frank said earlier, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and go Hoos down in Atlanta.
Go Hoos. You guys take it easy.
Take care.
All right,
Billy.
Bye-bye. We're going to go ahead to our first break. We'll come back. We're going to have the LeClaire play of the game, some other comments. And don't forget, second half hour, Charles McDaniel and Chris Horn. Stay with us. We'll be back after these messages. All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, Michael Tuskey. And we're going to give you some the details of the Chick-fil-A Bowl and ticket opportunities and so forth, as well as the LeClaire Ryan play of the game. But before we do that, Frank's going to give you information on a special opportunity through the UVA bookstore.
And for all you holiday shoppers out there, and we know there's a lot of procrastinators, if you're looking for something for your Wahoo friends or family, don't forget the must-own DVD for Cavalier fans, Wahoo Wah, The History of Virginia Cavalier Football. We've had the producer of the documentary on-air show in the past. He's done a great job with this thing. If you haven't seen it or you don't own it, you should. Wahoo Wah, The History of Virginia Cavalier Football. You can still have it delivered next day if you order tonight or tomorrow just go to UVABookstores.com. And for that matter, when you go to UVABookstores.com, they have all kinds of specials, including the brand new Chick-fil-A T-shirts, which are fantastic. There's new Wahoo hats, et cetera, et cetera. Over 100 years of UVA football history in this terrific DVD. Find it at the UVABookstores.com. Also, UVA Bookstores extends a special discount to Saber Edge subscribers. So if you've never subscribed to the Saber Edge, you must be crazy because it's fantastic information. It's current. It's very positive, and it's a terrific asset. It's a wonderful resource. Great way to tie in all three of those things. And by the way, Saber's Edge is only $59 a year. So that could be a stocking stuffer for somebody. All right.
All right. Chick-fil-A Bowl, as Frank said at the opening of the show, 14,000 tickets approximately have been sold?
Yes.
If you still are contemplating going, there are tickets available. Call 1-800-542-UVA1. And the tickets are $80 per ticket. There's also a bus trip that the UVA Club of Richmond is organizing, so you can go to richmondwhos.org for details of that. I think there's still probably flights available if you want to make a last-minute decision. Hey, you know, Cavs haven't been to the bowl for a while. I'm going to go down and see the ball club play on New Year's Eve down there in Atlanta.
Speaking of the Chick-fil-A Bowl, a friend of the program gave me two tickets today. These are good tickets. They're in the UVA section for the Chick-fil-A Bowl. And I'm going to offer them to a couple of our sponsors tomorrow morning. If the sponsors do not accept them, there will be an opportunity on Facebook. Just go out and search Who's Talking on Facebook tomorrow. And most likely these two tickets will be put up as a special prize. And I'll figure out a clever little trivia question, and everybody that answers it right will do a little drawing, and we'll see who gets some free tickets to the Chick-fil-A Bowl, which these are $80 a piece, these tickets.
Yeah, I mean, for example, you could have a trivia question. How many jump shots did Hobbo miss during his career?
Too many to count, actually.
Well, of course, the answer is zero. No, that's... All right, we want to go to the play of the game here. Brought to you by...
None other than our good friends at LeClaire Ryan. It was an easy choice. We selected the recent men's road game versus Oregon, and this is really player of the game. He doesn't get enough credit. Terrific player. Hobbo, take it away.
Yeah, Mike Scott. He's almost an automatic double-double. You know, it's funny. I don't know, and he was also named the ACC Player of the Week as a result of his performance out there in Eugene, Oregon. I believe that's where the
Correct.
University of Oregon
Good
is.
Good job, Hobbo.
Very interesting floor out there in Eugene. the Cavs down two at the half, 30-28. They outscored Oregon 39-24 in the second half. Mike Scott led them, as well as Joe Harris. Brogdon had a pretty good game. Sammy Zaglinski. So a very big game. First actual road game of the season for the basketball team. So they come away with a big victory, and they're at Seattle tonight. The
10 o'clock.
Red Hawks. Is that their nickname?
I think so.
University of Seattle Red Hawks. 10 o'clock. It is the Red Hawks, and Seattle comes in 2-7. So they're not having a particularly good year, but you still have to take care of business and get on the plane and fly home for Christmas. So then the Cavs have two games at home next week between Christmas and New Year's.
The game tonight for the Wahoos against Seattle is you can follow it on WRVA 1140 AM, which is a sister station to Sports Radio 910. I encourage you to go there and listen in to Dave Kane and their good friend Ted Jeffries, both former guests on Who's Talking.
And probably future guests. But anyway, certainly a big game tonight. That'll be win number 10 if they get it and
All right.
continue the win streak.
All right, we're going to jump out to break right now, so we allow a little bit more time in the next segment for Charles McDaniel and Chris Horn. So stay tuned.